If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman, alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner, co-founder of Johnson Brunetti, and you've seen him everywhere in the media. He's published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Sunday morning news, also now on Saturday with Kara Sundland. You've seen him as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. And he's published six of his own books, including most famously The Money Map. Joel, it's always a pleasure to get some of your money wisdom here on Money Wisdom. What's happening this week?
Well, I'm excited about the show this week. First of all, we've put the show together based on all the questions that we've been getting from our Channel 3 news segments. As you mentioned, John, I'm on Saturday morning on the news on Channel 3, and then again on Sunday morning. And we get a lot of email questions. We get a lot of inquiries. Some people even call the office, want help over the phone with a few things here and there. And so we put together this program based on some of the comments that we've had. And John, you and I were talking about this off air. Some of the fuzzy math that goes on in Wall Street, some of the fallacies and assumptions that people make that are wrong or that work while you're saving money for retirement, but don't work while you're in retirement. And then what's a good planning process? What should a good financial planning process look like? So, you know, it's going to be a great show today. It's going to be packed full of information. I hope you're going to take some notes, because what we're trying to give you each week as you listen to this program, and by the way, thank you for listening week after week, what we're trying to give you is advice that you're not going to hear anywhere else. We're trying to keep it nice and simple, because that's how I was raised. My grandpa always used to said, "Young Joel, keep it simple," he'd say in his Norwegian accent. And so we want to do that, but we want to give you a lot of wisdom, hence the show Money Wisdom, about your retirement, whether you're preparing for retirement or whether you're already retired. There's all kinds of potholes in the road out there in retirement that we want to help you avoid.
Well, you mentioned fuzzy math. Do you remember when fuzzy math first came into the political lexicon? I think that was in the George W. and Al Gore debates back in 2000. They were always talking about fuzzy math. Fuzzy math was like the ancestor of fake news.
Fake news is the evolution of fuzzy math.
Right, exactly. But let's talk about the fuzzy math in the retirement planning world. It seems like a lot of investors and, unfortunately, a lot of advisors fall victim to some fuzzy math when they're putting retirement plans together. So let's give you some statements here, Joel, and you can explain the fuzzy math behind them, starting with this notion. Well, the mutual funds that I'm currently invested in have averaged about 7% annual growth for the last 5 years, and I'm perfectly happy with that return throughout my retirement. Fuzzy math, why?
Well, the reason it's fuzzy math is, first of all, the last 5 years do not include any kind of a downturn in the market. And it is almost guaranteed that you will have at least, if you have a normal life expectancy, at least three downturns in the market during your retirement, and possibly more. So you can't just evaluate your funds or your investment strategy, whether it's funds or stocks or ETFs, you can't just evaluate your investment strategy based on the last 5 years, because we've had a great last 5 years. As long as you've had a halfway decently diversified portfolio, you've done real well in the last 5 years. In fact, many of you listening to me right now have done much better than 5%. But again, two problems with this and why this makes this dangerous to make this assumption during retirement is, first of all, the last 5 years don't include a downturn, but maybe more importantly, when you're taking money out of a portfolio, returns don't act in a linear way. It's not 7% every year. You don't get 7% this year and 7% next year. You get 14% 1 year, minus 8% the next year, maybe plus 4% the next year, maybe minus 20%, and then maybe plus 40%. And the problem is, when you're taking money off of a portfolio, the math works against you. You can't go by averages, because the down years are amplified because you're making withdrawals from a portfolio. In fact, your sequence of returns and we can show you this when you visit with us in our office. Your sequence of returns can be the difference. You can have the same rate of return as your neighbor, but if you have a different sequence of returns, if those up and down years happen in a different order, you could run out of money while your neighbor doubles his money while taking the same amount off your portfolio. I know that sounds kind of confusing, but this is why it's so important not to just look at, number one, your average rate of return, and number two, just the last 5 years, because average rate of return doesn't help when you're making withdrawals, and the last 5 years does not include a big down year, which we will have and you will probably have at least 3 times during your retirement.
Yet another reason that a portfolio that's designed for growth requires a completely different mentality from a portfolio that's designed for preservation and income-producing assets. Whole different ballgame there.
And John, that doesn't mean we can't have growth. It's important to understand, you know, sometimes when we say that, somebody will go, well, I want growth. You know, I have more than I need for retirement. Yes, we know you want growth, and our goal is also to grow your portfolio, but that protection against the down years and having to pull a withdrawal out during a down year, which the timing wrecks the ability to have those assets that you pulled off the portfolio grow. So, you know, it's important to have growth, yes, but we talk much more about preservation of principal because we want you thinking like the manager of a pension fund or an endowment during retirement.
Another example of fuzzy math is this statement. Well, it's definitely best to wait until 70 to start my Social Security so that I can get the biggest monthly amount possible.
Yeah, well, the problem with this statement about waiting until age 70 to take Social Security is because that assumes that you don't have any other assets. Or I'm hoping if you're having this discussion about Social Security in a silo, because whoever said this, you notice they're not talking about any money in 401ks, they're not talking about pension, they're not talking about possible inheritances, they're not talking about dividends thrown off of a brokerage account or a mutual fund portfolio. They're just talking about Social Security. It's an improper statement because Social Security is one of many assets. I mean, this is like saying it's best to wait until I'm age 70 to sell my Apple stock. You can't say that. It depends on the rest of your situation. So for many people, it's best to wait till 70 to take Social Security because the monthly checks are bigger. But that depends on your life expectancy. It depends on your other money. You know, would you pull money off of a brokerage account and leave Social Security alone? I don't know if that's the right thing to do because you have control over the brokerage account and you don't have control over Social Security. So I'm not giving you direct advice here on when to take Social Security, but to assume, what I'm telling you is to assume that it's always best to wait is wrong.
We're talking about fuzzy math in your retirement planning, and here's another statement that we hear sometimes, Joel, that has some fuzzy mathematics in there. I'm currently saving for retirement, but I won't need to do that once I'm actually retired, so I won't need as much income in retirement as I need now.
Maybe the person saying this has done a lot of projections and has a retirement income plan and knows this to be true. But if you are saying this, if you're saying, well, you know, I won't need to save when I'm in retirement and I won't need as much income in retirement as I do now, I hope you've really thought that through and done the math. I use my parents as an example all the time. When my parents were 65, they were traveling a lot more and spending much more money than they are now at 81 and 83. And they needed more income in retirement than they actually had when they were working because they had more free time. And they were spending the free time spending money and having a ball. And so it's not necessarily true that you won't need as much income in retirement as you have when you're currently working, especially what's actually coming into the house after taxes, after savings, and so on. I would also say that you probably do need to be saving some of your cash flow in retirement, or at least reinvesting some of it in your portfolio, because you've got to protect against inflation. Remember, you probably need to give yourself a 3% raise every single year, which means after about 20 years or so, your income is going to need to double. So you've got to be saving some of your rate of return that you're earning on your retirement assets to be able to keep up with inflation. So be careful about this assumption that you won't need as much income as retirement and that once you get to retirement, you don't need to be saving. You do need to be saving some of your rate of return unless you have an incredibly short life expectancy, and we hope that's not the case with you.
One last example of fuzzy math for you. They say that I can take 4% out of my portfolio every year without running out of money. So if I just follow that rule, I'll be fine.
Well, that's not necessarily correct. In fact, nobody actually says if you take 4% out of your portfolio every year, you won't run out of money. What they say is there's a high probability based on historical stock market and bond market performance that you won't run out of money. And for somebody with a life expectancy to about 85, I think you have a 80 or 90% chance of not running out of money. But do you want to gamble and be the one in 10? See, this is easy for a financial services firm to say or some advisor to say because he's talking to 1,000 people. Does he not mind that 100 out of those 1,000 people are going to run out of money? Is it a success because 900 people didn't run out of money and 100 did? What if you're in the 100? That's no good. And so we've got to be real careful about rates of withdrawal. And if you're doing this with a stock and bond diversified portfolio, you probably need to adjust your rates of withdrawal over your retirement. You can use certain insurance or pension style products that are put together by financial services firm that will guarantee that you won't run out of money, but there's strings attached with those also. So we have to be very careful with withdrawal rates. And again, here we're talking about fuzzy math, and we're talking about assumptions that some people make that are just completely erroneous or maybe at the least dangerous to your financial health. So what have we talked about so far? Well, we've talked about fuzzy math when it comes to mutual funds. Your withdrawal from mutual funds in the down years could hurt you, so it really doesn't matter what your average rate of return is. That's the wrong thing to look at. We've talked about the fact that it may not be best to wait till 70 to take Social Security, depending on your individual situation. We've talked about the fact that when you're actually retired, you may need more income in retirement than you have now, certainly coming into the house than you have while you're working. We don't know that. That's why we like to do a retirement income plan with you. And can you really take a 4% withdrawal, which is the old common wisdom? Morningstar says no, you can't anymore because interest rates are low and volatility is up in the stock market. So we've got to be real careful about withdrawal rates. And all of this is why you need a good financial plan. You have saved and invested for retirement, but now what? What will you do with all that money? How do you make it work for you? And if you're not retired yet, how do you make sure that you've saved the right amount and that you have the right investment strategy? The answers are in our personalized Money Map Retirement Plan. In the Money Map Retirement Plan that we offer to you, you'll get concrete steps to minimize your risk in your portfolio. You'll learn how to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement, how to avoid the retirement tax trap that could cost you thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars, how to protect everything you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation, and why so many retirement plans are destined to fail today due to gaping holes, some that we've been talking about already, and costly mistakes that can be made in those retirement plans. And get this, for the first 10 callers on the show today, this personalized analysis won't cost you one thin dime. So you've got nothing to lose. We've put this all together in an easy to understand and in actionable strategies on just one page, your personal money map on one page. So to get your personal money map retirement plan, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 1-800-705-1232. Call now 1-800-705-1232. Get your personal money map retirement review. It consists of a simple visit into one of our conveniently located offices. You'll sit down with an advisor. We'll customize that plan just for you. Call now, 1-800-705-1232. You can even text that number, and one of our staff will get back to you during normal business hours.
Terrific opportunity. Again, you can call or text, whichever is easiest for you. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You can call and leave a voicemail or just shoot a text. You can just send us your name and we'll get back to you that way. Remember, when you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll also get a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map. 800-705-1232. Is the number. This is Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. Joel, let's take a quick question from the folks out there. We'll go to Bridget, who says, what do I need to know about this fiduciary rule that I've been hearing about in the news? You addressed it briefly last week in terms of what was happening and what the rule's all about, but what would you say to Bridget?
Well, it's simple. That some financial advisors, quite frankly, a lot of stockbrokers that work for big stock brokerage firms, and many people that sell insurance products, and some independent financial advisors have not had to act like fiduciaries. They have had a much lower standard. It's called the suitability standard, where all they have had to prove to a regulator that comes into our office is that they didn't hurt you, but they didn't have to act in your best interest. That was not the standard they're being held to. Well, now all financial advisors that make recommendations on retirement accounts are held to a higher standard. Now, quite frankly, our firm has been operating like this for a long time. We're a registered investment advisor. We must operate in a fiduciary way with those accounts. And I'm a certified financial planner, as well as four other staff people in my office. So we're bound by the Certified Financial Planner Board. It's almost like a doctor that's a member of a medical board. And we're bound by a higher standard that has existed from a regulatory standpoint in our industry for a while. So we've been operating as a fiduciary for a long time. Fiduciary just simply means that the advisor is held to a standard that means they have to be acting in your best interest. They must act in your best interest, and they must be able to defend if something goes wrong in the relationship that they acted in your best interest. So it's a good thing. It's how all financial advisors and brokers ought to operate. And I think it's exciting that now everybody is held to the same standard, because quite frankly, what was happening is people were selling financial products and not having to be held to that standard, and it wasn't always in the best interest of clients.
What a foreign concept. Your advisor has to do what's in your best interest, but for a lot of people, that has not been the case. So if you're in a situation where your advisor suddenly is changing their business model or changing their recommendations, switching up your portfolio drastically in order to comply with this rule, that probably tells you something. We'll leave it at that. Joel, let's talk about your planning process. I think it's important for people to understand the difference between somebody who's actually planning a retirement and somebody who's just selling products. And that really is, you know, the heart of the fiduciary rule, right? Is you don't want just product sales happening with no real planning and actual advice behind it. So, you know, what are some signs maybe that an advisor is more focused on selling than planning?
Well, let's be clear of what we're talking about here. You want an advisor that is focused on planning, on long-term planning, and using these financial products, whether they're stocks, bonds, mutual funds, treasury bonds, annuities, CDs, structured products. You want those as tools that an advisor is using, not the end-all be-all for the advisor. So they're just saying, hey, this is the fanciest thing out there. This is the best. It's from XYZ insurance company. You should buy this. That's just a product salesman. It's like somebody, you know, pushing Toyotas because they work at the Toyota dealership and that's how they get paid. So it's very important that your advisor is doing proper planning. What are some of the hints that your advisors might be biased towards a product? Well, making product recommendations very early in the conversation. Or even if you go to workshops, we conduct workshops all the time, and I know about some of these financial workshops that go on where they're totally pushing financial products. Some of the attorneys out there are totally pushing living trusts, saying everybody should have a living trust. Some advisors are pushing certain financial products, saying everybody should own financial products. That's wrong. They should be talking about their planning process during these workshops. So if product recommendations come very early on in the conversation, that is a hint. Another hint that your advisor is not truly doing planning, but they're pushing product, is that they're not gathering a lot of information about you and your goals. Most of the meeting, and we talk about this Money Map Retirement Review that so many of you have taken us up on and come in and visit with us, you know that most of that meeting is about asking you questions about your goals, about your dreams, about what's gone wrong in your finances in the past, what's gone right in your finances in the past, what's the biggest concern that you have for children or grandchildren, if you have children or grandchildren, when it comes to money. That's the majority of the conversation. There's very little, especially in that first meeting, talk about product with us, if any. In fact, some people say, well, aren't you recommending something in the first meeting? We're saying, no, we're trying to get to know you so we can do the right planning process. So if they start talking about product, if the advisor or the broker starts talking about product or portfolios without gathering a lot of information, without you really feeling like they know you in order to make those recommendations, they're probably pushing product. The last thing I want to bring out is, if they only point out the bad things in your portfolio and what you're currently doing, if they only talk about the good things about what they're recommending and everything you're doing wrong, that should be a hint. You know, the old thing when you walk in and you get a second opinion and you hand your investment statements across the table and they look at your investment statements and go, wow, who did this to you? Or why are you doing this? And they make you feel bad about what you own. That's just a real, quite frankly, in my opinion, a low-life way of beating up on whoever you're working with just to try to get your business. You know, the person you're working with might not be as good or as smart or as qualified as the person you're sitting with now, but that doesn't mean the person you're sitting with now has to berate them and make you feel like you've been stupid to work with that person. So they shouldn't just focus on the bad things you're doing. They should be focusing on how can we do better? How can we aspire to have a fantastic retirement and a legacy left behind for the people that we love? That's what that conversation should be focused on.
So, Joe, walk us through what your planning process looks like from start to finish. From the time that somebody picks up the phone and calls you after hearing the radio show or they saw you on TV and contact you that way, what's that process look like all the way through?
Well, so from the time somebody picks up and calls us for an appointment, typically that's over the weekend if they call in from the radio program here. So if you, for instance, called in for the radio program, you would call and you would leave a message. You'd hear me giving you a little free recorded message there on the phone. And then you would get a call from our staff, usually Monday or Tuesday, typically Monday morning, to set a visit, to set a time to come in and visit. When you come in and visit with us, the staff just has some basic general information. They're not going to grill you over the phone and ask you all kinds of financial information over the phone. They're not going to try to hard sell you or anything. They're just going to ask you if you're working or if you're retired and a couple general pieces of information. When you come in and sit down with the advisor, that hour or so, could be a little longer, could be a little shorter, is all about you. We're asking you questions. We're trying to get to know you. We want to know what makes you tick. And quite frankly, what we're trying to figure out is, are you a good fit for us and are we a good fit for you? Now, if we don't think we're a good fit for you, that doesn't mean we're not going to give you the money map. We're going to still do that work with you. But the whole idea here is not to push any product on somebody. It's to really get to know you. After we spend that first visit, asking you all kinds of questions, letting you talk about your experiences, good or bad, we're going to put together a plan. We're not going to put together a product recommendation. We're going to put together a plan. The beauty of it is, in our process, you have that plan on one page with backup. It's going to have a retirement income plan behind it. It's going to have an analysis of the risk you're taking in your portfolio. We might even have some estate planning recommendations. And then usually at a second meeting, and this is all free, you don't pay for any of these meetings, we share that plan with you. We make sure we really understood you in that first meeting, and we take a lot of time. We like taking things one step at a time. So by the way, if you like to do all kinds of things in the first appointment, we're probably not the right firm for you. We like to go real slow, get to know you, make sure we really understand your concerns so we can use our expertise in the investment world and the retirement planning world to serve you. So that's what the process looks like. Down the road, usually at the third meeting or later, if you decide you want to engage our services to manage your money, to fulfill that plan, to make sure that we do everything we can to make sure your retirement is a success, then that's a conversation for down the line. But that planning process, at least the first and second meeting, are all about getting to know you and putting together recommendations based on your goals, which are going to be different from everybody else. And that's why we don't have an agenda for those meetings. It's a very unique process that you probably will not get from another advisor. So what we want you to do right now is call and get your own Money Map retirement review. Call, leave a message or text us, set up a time. Here's what you're going to discover during that process. You're going to get concrete steps to minimize your risk in your portfolio. You're going to be able to turn the money that you've been saving all these years, whether you're already retired or whether you're getting close to retirement, we want you to turn that money into an income workhorse in retirement. We're going to teach you how to do that. How to avoid tax traps. We'll help you do that. We'll help you protect everything you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation, which we all know are a real big deal today. All you have to do is turn on the news and know that healthcare and inflation are a huge deal in retirement, and why so many retirement plans are destined to fail. We don't want that to happen to you. We've been talking about some of the costly mistakes people make. So for the next 7 callers on the show today, you'll get this personalized analysis. It won't cost you one thin dime. There's no obligation. You've got nothing to lose. Call now. Get your own personalized Money Map retirement plan. Come into our office. Get to know us. We want to get to know you. We'll deliver a great plan for you. Call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can text that number. If you text us, leave your first and last name, and we will deliver to you the Money Map Retirement Review, your own personalized money map. You won't be disappointed. You'll love it.
Terrific opportunity if you're retired or getting close to retirement. Leave a voicemail or shoot us a text. Either way, we'll reach back out to you and get you set up for your Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. No cost or obligation to come in for that. One last time, 800-705-1232. That's all we have time for this week. You'll see Joel on TV. You'll hear us next week right here on the radio. Have a great week. This has been Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.